We're reading from Zohar Lam, Parashat Beshelach, item 260 from the Book of Zohar for Passover, article called Pharaoh's Merkavot, Chariots and His Army. 260. The waters saw you, O God, the waters saw you, they were in anguish. When Israel crossed the sea, the Creator said to the angel appointed over the sea, split your waters, so that my sons will pass within you. He replied, unloading the account is truth, meaning forgiveness of sins is truth, since the Creator forgives and pardons inquiries. But what is the difference between these and those? If you forgive Israel, forgive Egypt too. 261. The Creator told him, when I created the world, I did this on a condition that it would be torn for Israel. What did the Creator do? He evoked His Gvurah, and the water flooded. As it is written, the waters saw you, O God, the waters saw you. They were in anguish. The Creator told the minister of the sea, kill those hosts, then throw them out. Afterwards, the sea covered them. This is the meaning of Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast onto the sea. 262. The Creator made several merkavot, chariots, above, several hosts and several armies, and they all are tied to one another. To each lower one is a vehicle for one above it, degrees upon degrees. And on the left side extend the dominating merkavot that are not holy, and are all of them particular degrees above. 263. We have commented on the firstborn of Pharaoh, that he is a degree that the Creator killed and broke off its strong chain. Under its rule, several merkavot and several armies of strong men on the left. Some of them grip the high place of their government, some of them grip malchut above, and some of them grip under the four animals. 264. And they are all given into the hands of the Din of Malchut, called the Great Sea, to break them from their degree. And when they broke from above, all those below broke and were lost in the sea below. As it is written, Pharaoh's chariots and his army he had cast onto the sea. A plain sea indicates both the sea above for their ministers and the sea below for the lower Egyptians. 265. And his chosen officers drowned in the sea, and officers all over all, it means that all the degrees were two and one above. These atop those, they were made as it is above. And all were given into the hands of the Malchut to break their dominance, these and those, upper and lower. 266. All 10 plagues that the Creator inflicted upon Egypt were all one hand, since the left hand was included in the right hand, and the 10 fingers were included in one another, corresponding to the 10 utterances by which the Creator is later named. And opposite all of them was the one of the sea, strong and great and ruling, as is written, Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. In the future, the Creator will kill all of Edom's ministers and governors. As it is written, who is this comes from Edom? 267. Pharaoh's chariots and his army, the Creator has made seven firmaments opposite Chagat Nehim. In each fragment are fixed stars, degrees from the back, and the stars run through each and every firmament and the degrees in the form of fourth. And all above deserts, the guards of the firmaments. 268. Each firmament has a span of 200 years, and its top is 500 years. Between each firmament are 500 years, and its top indicates its root. Hence, the top of all firmaments are 500 years, which indicates their extension from Chagat Nehi the Bina. This is because Ima expands Hod, and each Sfirah has the number 100. Hence, they have 500 years. But in the movement of firmament, which indicates the level of the degree, there are only two sefirot ruach nefesh, which are 200, but upper firmament, the desert, has a gar, which extended Abba, and its sefirot are thousands. It turns out that his movement is 3,000 years. Between the firmaments are 500 years, so it is because firmament is essentially new sum of the Tzimtzum Bet and Sfira Yesod being the carrier of the Masach. And since each Sfira consists of seven Sfirot, there are separate Yesod in each Sfira in the firmament. Hence, between one firmament and other are five Sfirot Chagat Nehi, since after each firmament begins the Sfira of Chesed through Hod, and the other firmament stands at the Yesod, and these five Sfirot are 5,000 years from the side of Bina.
הם ה' מאות שנה מצד הבינה. רש סמכת.
Above the deserts is the firmament of four animals, lion, ox, eagle, and man. The palsot of the holy animals and their top is as all of those below them, since the upper one contains within it all the ones that are below it. Here he calculates 10 pchinot discernments opposite of 10 sfirot, which are all important as one below them. 270. Each and every organ in the animals corresponds to seven abysses, the masachim, in the malchuyot. It also corresponds to the seven places, which are seven malchuts, and corresponds to from earth to firmament, which is yesod. And it also corresponds to form and firmament to firmament, which are Chagat Nehi, Chagat Na, and the measure of all of them in the height of 25,000 parts of the measure of the Creator. All the Pchinot and Bia are Pchinot from Chazeh, the Zeranpin, downwards. This is because the parsa that ends in Atzilut is the Malchut, the Zeranpin, that stood at the point of this world during the Tzimtzum Aleph, and rose to the place of half of Bina, the Zeranpin, where ended Atzilut, and the bottom of half of Bina, and Tzimtzum, the Zeranpin, departed outside Parsa from all of them. All the Pchinot and Bia are built through the end of correction, which they too returned and joined the Anpin are in Atzilut. He said that each of the organ of the animals consists of seven Sfirot from the Chazeh upwards too. But as for the height of all of them compared to the Creator, who is the Anpin the Atzilut? There is nothing in them from the Chazeh and above, but only half of the Tiferet and its Netzachod from the Chazeh down, which are 25. This is so because Sfirot de Zeranpin are 10 each, and since they all established in four animals, meaning that Chokhmah appears in them, they are considered thousands, since the Sefirot of Chokhmah are counted as thousands, and they are 25,000, and there is nothing in them from Chazeh of Creator upwards. 271. There is yet another firmament above the horns of the animals. It is written, and over the heads of the living creatures there was likeness of a firmament. And below that firmament there were several merkavot, to the right and to the left. 272. Under the sea, which is the malchut, are all the fish of the sea. They swim and gather in their four corners, chugtum, and descend in their degree, meaning they shine from above downwards, and all the merkavot are called by their names. And all of this is from the chazeh upwards of the sea, where there is a big animals. Below them, the small ones go degrees over degrees. These are from chazeh down of the sea, which are called small animals. It is written about that there is a sea great and broad, in which swarms without number of animals, both small or great. 273. On the bottom left is the government of the other side. God has made one opposite to the other. Thus, corresponding all that there is in the holy Bia, there is on the other side, and they grip on the ones above and suck from holiness. And now, at the tearing of the Red Sea, they came down to break because of their great force of holiness. Article, your right hand, or Lord, the majestic in power. 274, your right hand, or Lord, the majestic in power, when the morning light of Chassadim de Zeranpin shines, and the deer, Malchut, stands in its existence, her side, which is left, is filled, clothed in chassadim, and her illumination becomes full. She enters the 200 palaces of the king, who is the right line, in whom there is only keter and chokhmah, where each of them is 100, thus are 200. And once the malchut has been completed and filled from the left side, she becomes completely mingled in the right, which is 200 palaces. A man who engaged in the Torah at midnight, when the northern wind awakens, meaning left, and this deer desires to awaken in the world, to bestow, he comes with her to stand before the king, and when the morning shines, a thread of chesed, grace, is drawn over him. 275. He looks in the firmament, meaning receives from the firmament, Yesod de Zeranpin, there is a light of Dvuna, of the holy Da'at, over him, and man crowns in it, meaning obtains Gal, and all fear from him. Then this man is called a son of the Creator, a son of the king's palace, Malchut, a son to Zon. He enters all the king's gates, and there is no one to protest against him. 276. When he calls on to the king's palace, it is written about him, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, and all come upon him in truth. In truth, as it is written, you will give truth to Jacob, and for he knows how to properly unite the holy name in his prayer. And this is the work of the Holy King. 277. And one who knows how to properly unite the holy name raises a single nation in the world, as it is written, and who is like your people Israel, one nation in the earth? Hence, every priest who does not know how to properly unite the holy name, his work is not work. This is so because everything depends on the priest, both the upper work, uniting the name, and the lower work, the sacrifices, and he must aim his heart and desire to the upper, and the lower will be blessed. 278. It is written, if you come to see my face, any person who seeks to unite the holy name and did not intend for it in heart and desire and in fear. So the upper and lower are blessed in him, his prayer is thrown outside, and everyone declares him bad. And the Creator calls upon him, if you come to see my face. 279, to see my face means all those faces of the king, meaning illumination of Chochmah. As it is written, a man's wisdom makes his face shine, hidden in the depth behind the dark, which are the dinim in the left line, and all those who know how to properly unite the holy name break all those walls of darkness, and the king's face is seen and shines for all. And when it is seen and shines, all are blessed, upper and lower. Then there are blessings in all the worlds. And then it is written, to see my face. 280. Anyone who comes to unite the upper holy name should unite from this side, the side Malchut. It is written, with this shall Aaron enter the holy place, so that Tzaddik, which is Yesod, and Tzedek, which is Malchut, will mate in the Zivug, so that all will be blessed through them. And those two are called your counts. As it is written, happy is the man whom you choose and bring near, that may dwell in your courts. 281. And if he comes to unite the holy name and does not aim with the heart's desire, with fear and love, the Creator said, who asked this of you to trample my courts? This of the courts, since no blessing is found in Tzaddik and Tzedek, caught my counts, and not only are not blessings found in them, but there is din in them, and everything is din. Every light. 282. Every right of the blessing, every joy awakes the Creator's right side. Chesed is the left, it is included in it, as there are left and right in a person, and the left is included in the right, while the right contains everything, and when the right awakens, the left awakens with it, because it is gripped to it and included in it. 283. When a person raises his hands in prayer, he aims his fingers upwards, as it is written, and it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, since everything depends on the right, and it is written, and Aaron lifted his hands. It writes hands without the vav in Hebrew, which implies only one hand, right, and then he intends to bless above. 284. But the Creator is not like that. When the Creator raises his hand upwards, woe unto the lower ones, for everyone, for every help and every blessing has departed from them. It is written, you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thus, by raising your right hand to the earth, immediately swallows them. And when the right side is present, the left is with it. 2. And if the right departs, the left departs, dinim awaken the world, and din is present everywhere. 285. When Rabbi Shimon would get this text, he would cry. As it is written, he was drawn back his right side, since the left went down to the world first. The right remained behind. 286. It is written, the righteous is lost. It does not say ne'evad is lost, but avad, another way of saying is lost. all of those faces of the king, all that was lost was righteous Yesod, and it was lost in two sides. One, there are no blessings in him as before. Two, his mate has drifted from him, meaning the assembly of Israel, Malchut. It turns out that the righteous is more lost than everyone. But for the future it is written, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king will come to you. He is just and endowed. Salvation will come means that his mate has returned to him.
Okay, if you have any questions about this, please go ahead. Who did which kind of intention, succeeded and how?
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. What does it mean to join the sacred name as it should be?
The Creator is the light, the higher force, the force of bestowal. As a result of this force of bestowal being one, its action is one. It's called, that is, name is one. His name is a result of the action. To unite, it's called that we have to unite his action to his name, that to bring it to revelation according to our effort to bring to the revelation of his unification, his nature, we're called Yeshalkel. That is our role, to discover him as the operating force in the world. Of course, he is the operating force, though he is concealed. So for the work to be revealed and the revelation of the work is in our vessels, which are corrected in correspondence with his nature. That's it.
Again.
Yes.
It's a lot of questions here. Uri from Rishon LeZion is asking, what does it mean in the Zohar when it says that the Lord has said?
Well, there are many such expressions. Because this is how we this is how we get the revelation of the world. Partially we get it because we exist as a result of our existing vessels. Partially we get since we exist, since we're advancing, we're undergoing an evolutional process. This is all with what has to do with our vessels and which we can, right now, without any changes, feel reality. Besides that, the other half of reality that is not revealed itself, it is revealed, where is that sketch? Here it is. Even better, this one. We have a reality divided in to two parts. One is, I was born and I exist here, and here is the whole world, my entire world. Now, and here everything goes according to plan. Of course, all of this is called beasts or still vegetative and animate. There is an additional development existing in us, such that part of it belongs to our world and part of it belongs to a different reality. This part is called the point in the heart when it awakens. it does, and that I need to develop it, not according to plan, but according to the exertion, according to exertion. That's it now. Even though that there is time, and above time, there is time and there is above time. So, that's where we are. Now, the entire process that we're undergoing with the reality which is down below is only in order to lead us to a reality, to the reality which is above.
So that's the answer to what the Creator said? It's the same answer?
Wait. The Lord said, the Creator said, it is that after we start discovering the reality of the point in the heart, we start hearing the voice of the Creator, the higher plan, in order to become part of it. And this is time and above time. The Creator said it's a revelation, but there is a revelation. There are several kinds of revelations, like we in our world. We have Mocha, Tzamot, Gidim, Basar, Ve'ol, until the revelation, it reaches the Moach, Tzamot, the marrow. That's called a part of reality. We perceive it since it exists. Part of it, we exist in it. Part of it, we draw upon ourselves. Part of it, we start feeling certain actions in it. And then we merit the voice of the Creator. The voice of the Creator is something which we achieve through the point of the heart. It's called special qualities that come to us through Moshe, or that the people themselves, the nation, they hear the sounds and the different phenomenon. It's not a corporeal vision, but different revelations of the Creator in different forms and uncorrected vessels. Later on, when the vessels are corrected, it comes down to the Malchut, to the four phases of the development, and they start being in the Malchut. It's so broad from the feeling of this world, from where the baby feels for the very first time and up to the complete adhesion. Actually,
Dibur,
the talk, the speech, is the very preliminary revelation of the Creator to His creatures, because it takes place in the Rosh of the Paltzuf. There's a lot about this we have to learn, and also, oh, no matter. Revelation, in short. Yes.
Student from Rehovot.
The audience has to wake up. In order to wake up, we have to sing a song. Moti. Moti.
No.
Well, something that will make us wake up.
something that won't make us fall asleep.
No?
עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שנחזור.